Hello, I'm Don Davis, the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. The word is nigh thee, even in my heart, in my mouth, is a word of faith which I preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 defines the gospel how? That Jesus Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to contribute this hour or move on this hour and talk from Psalm 88. Psalm 88 is a prophecy given before Jesus was even born. And it tells what's going to happen to him. I pray when he dies on the cross. Gives up the ghost, he goes down. Goes to hell. He goes to the lowest pit. Then he's raised again from the dead. Amen. Had a school teacher rebuke me for saying he rose again. I just said it, but it's in the Bible. And the school teacher might not know what they're talking about. You know that? This one thought she did. Wasn't you? Amen. So, we're going to read, Kathy is, from Psalm 88, and we're going to comment on it, and we're not going to go real fast. I haven't read this psalm in several years. In the past 4.5, I couldn't see to read it, but I had Kathy read it to me. And I was pretty familiar with it. It's got some very important things. I want to pray for you. The world. This is on Roku Live. It's on live stream. Live stream goes everywhere in the world. Roku goes a lot of places. But I want to pray that God will open your eyes and your understanding and see where a person that rejects Jesus Christ will end up. And it's not pretty. And for those of you that think it's a good idea to die, no matter where you're going, I pray that after I get through with this, instructing you by the Spirit of God, you will humble yourself and change your will and say, Lord, I certainly don't want to go there, to this place. I want to go to heaven and be with Jesus. I want to meet him in a cloud and be with Jesus. I want to be on this earth during the millennium. I want to spend eternity with Jesus and his saints and the Father of spirits and holy angels. Thank God. Kathy, would you begin reading in the first verse of Psalm 88?
Verse 1, O Lord God of my salvation.
Now, listen to this. All you people that think salvation is just receive Christ one time, you're so blind. Jesus was in hell, the lowest pit, and he needed salvation to get out. And you need salvation today to get out of the pit you're in, the mess that you're in. I never thought I'd ever see America in the mess it's in today, but it's here because the prophets lied to God's people. They never stood before God and heard his word. And then caused the people that they spoke to turn from their wicked ways. Would you continue?
O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee.
Notice, Jesus in hell crying day and night. He knows he's coming out. Others that go, they won't get out. Go ahead.
2, let my prayer come before thee, incline thine ear unto my cry.
Let my prayer come, incline thine ear, to my cry. I'm going to say something right now. All you people that preach ultimate reconciliation to God, what Bible did you find that in? Quit being deceived and quit deceiving. Go ahead.
3, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave.
Notice, Jesus in hell, his soul is full of troubles. This is the way people that go to hell will be for the rest of eternity. Go ahead.
4, I am counted with them that go down into the pit.
Counted. Jesus counted with them that go down into the pit. Folks, I'll tell you, you don't want to go here. It is time you believe this Bible. Time that you humbled yourself and said, oh God, I don't want to be there. I want to be with Jesus. Go ahead.
I am as a man that hath no strength.
No strength in hell. You're not going to have fun in hell, folks. Don't let them teach you. Don't let them lie to you. Go ahead.
5, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more.
God remembers these people in hell, in the pit, no more. Go ahead.
And they are cut off from thy hand.
Cut off from what?
From thy hand.
Cut off from God. Cut off from God. Woe to you preachers that have taught soft things because you were afraid you wouldn't get an offering. Well, I don't have that fear. And I don't beg and I don't sell anything. I fear God. And I know my rewards are great in heaven because of all the people that have reviled me and said wicked things because I told the truth. Go ahead.
6, thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps.
Get that? There's the lowest pit in darkness. it needs, obviously, various levels of punishment. You don't want to go to the highest one. You want to miss this place. So you're a hellfire preacher. That's where you're wrong. But I am one that's not afraid to preach the truth as it is written, because God will require of me every word that I speak, I'll have to give account for. And so will you. Go ahead.
7. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me.
Notice, the wrath of God is in the pit in hell. Hard on those that are there. There's no rest, folks. No rest. Let's go.
And thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves.
Afflicted with all thy waves. W-A-V-E-S. Of wrath. Go ahead.
8. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth.
Notice, you're shut up, you never get out. My God, open the hearts of people that hear this message about Jesus dying on the cross, went to hell, was buried, his body was buried, and rose again the third day, and is seated at the right hand of righteousness, the right hand of God. He is righteous, so is God. That's where he's at today. Go ahead.
9. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called...
Notice, he's mourning because he's afflicted in the pit. Go ahead.
Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee.
Notice, he knew. Jesus knew he'd get out. Why? It's written. He believed this. You know, Jesus quoted David. He quoted Hosea. He quoted Jeremiah. He quoted Isaiah. He quoted Abraham. He quoted the prophets of old. Why? Because he knew they spoke the truth. As I believe. Go ahead.
10. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead?
Now, 6 questions going to be asked here, and let's go through them, and I'm going to answer each one of them. Right? Will of what?
Will thou show wonders to the dead?
Will thou show wonders to the dead? Yes, to Jesus. 2.
Shall the dead arise and praise thee?
Will the dead arise and praise thee? Yes. Jesus, in this place, the dead will rise that aren't here. But these people will never arise. Just Jesus. Go ahead.
Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave?
Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? Yes. To Jesus.
Or thy faithfulness in destruction?
Thy faithfulness in destruction. To Jesus, yes. Why? He went there, paid the price for all of us, that we don't have to go there. Believe on the man that was raised from the dead, named Jesus of Nazareth. What's next?
12. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark?
Shall thy wonders be known in the dark? Yes, to Jesus. And you know what? Hell, the pit will see that man got out of there. Did you know Jesus preached the gospel to these people when he was there? So they could be judged by the gospel. It's a long time since I taught this. But it's not been a long time since God taught it. You know that? Let's go.
And thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness.
Shall thy righteousness be shown in the land of forgetfulness? Yes. God's people to the man that died, was buried, went to hell, for all of us, and now will did rise again. And believe on him today. Let's go on.
13. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Why, Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thy face from me?
Notice, cut off from God. Soul, cast off from God. He hides his face from you. Why? He gave you a chance of what you could do to miss this place. To miss it. Go ahead.
15. I'm afflicted and ready to die from my youth up.
Amen. Go on.
While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted.
Notice, the terrors of God are in the pit, in hell. The people suffer through eternity with it. Oh, God, save people from going to this place. In Jesus' name. Go ahead.
16. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off.
Fierce wrath of God all the time. All the time. Terrors have cut him off. Go on.
17. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together.
The terrors. Right?
Right.
Right. Fear.
The wrath and the terrors.
Right. Wrath along with it. Right. Go ahead.
18. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness.
Now, you people that thought you took your lover with you, or think you'll take your lover with you to go to hell and the pit, wrong. Wrong.